Part 4. Literal and Inferential Understanding. Listen carefully. Choose the correct answer for questions 12 to 14 and write its number 1, 2, or 3 in the brackets provided.
Little Joe and his father were walking along a path through a forest. Joe was eating a banana. When he finished it, he threw the skin on the ground. His father said someone might slip on it. Agreeing with his father, Joe picked it up and decided to keep it until he could find a dustbin. Joe and his father continued walking. Then they encountered a big stone in the middle of his path, just before a pond. Joe said it would be all right if they walked around it, but his father said that anyone absent-minded might stumble over it and fall into the pond. They decided to push the stone aside. Suddenly, they saw a shadow. It was a wolf. It must have been following them. Joe dropped the banana skin behind him. He hoped that the wolf would slip on it and hit its head on the big stone. His father pulled him into the bushes. "Huh! A banana skin? You think I'm going to fall for that?" snarled the wolf. It tossed the skin away, laughing loudly, and lunged forward. It knocked against the big stone. Splash! Puffing, the wolf hauled itself out of the pond and ran off, trying to shake the water from its fur. When Joe and his father were sure that the wolf was gone, they came out of hiding. They enjoyed splashing about and swimming in the pond after that.
Question 12. Why did Joe pick up the banana skin that he had thrown earlier? Question 13. Why did Joe throw the banana skin behind him? Question 14. What caused the wolf to fall into the pond?
Listen to the text again.
Little Joe and his father were walking along a path through a forest. Joe was eating a banana. When he finished it, he threw the skin on the ground. His father said someone might slip on it. Agreeing with his father, Joe picked it up and decided to keep it until he could find a dustbin. Joe and his father continued walking. Then they encountered a big stone in the middle of his path, just before a pond. Joe said it would be all right if they walked around it, but his father said that anyone absent-minded might stumble over it and fall into the pond. They decided to push the stone aside. Suddenly, they saw a shadow. It was a wolf. It must have been following them. Joe dropped the banana skin behind him. He hoped that the wolf would slip on it and hit its head on the big stone. His father pulled him into the bushes. "Huh! A banana skin? You think I'm going to fall for that?" snarled the wolf. It tossed the skin away, laughing loudly, and lunged forward. It knocked against the big stone. Splash! Puffing, the wolf hauled itself out of the pond and ran off, trying to shake the water from its fur. When Joe and his father were sure that the wolf was gone, they came out of hiding. They enjoyed splashing about and swimming in the pond after that.
You have come to the end of this listening test.